The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Join the Hyundai revolution.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, Gwyneth Paltrow is getting a lot of column inches this weekend after her announcement that herself and Chris Martin were to consciously uncouple, an idea which seems to have irritated a lot of people. Well, her latest comments won't endear to too many either. She's just said that her life is tougher than the average working mother, she said. I think it's different when you have an office job because it's routine and you can do all the stuff in the morning and then you come home in the evening. When you're shooting a movie, however, you know, we need to go to Wisconsin for 2 weeks and then you work 14 hours a day. I think it's better to have a regular job and be a mom. It's not as difficult. Of course, there are challenges, but it's not like being on set. And she, there is another tiny little difference, which is called 6 million last year. But anyway, she thinks she has it much tougher than the rest of you who are working 5 days a week, or for many 7 days a week, between kids and everything else. Well, anyway, we are going to have a look again at this whole search for the missing plane MH370. And I'm joined by James Matthews, who's with Sky News in Perth. And the story seems to change by the minute, James. And yet, on the other hand, there isn't any story because there is no news. And yet the coverage is wall to wall. Now, you actually went out with a search group.
I did indeed, Marion. Yes, I was out over the southern Indian Ocean with 11 Squadron from the Australian Air Force. And it was a fascinating insight into the way this operation is being conducted, because I think we sit at home, don't we? We see the pictures, we hear it on the radio, the reports, and I suppose believe in the technology and that everything will work out fine. I think when you're close up, you see that it actually comes down to 8 human beings on a plane looking out of a window onto a vast expanse of ocean. It's a hugely difficult job. Even the technology isn't terribly helpful in this part of the world, because you're talking about radar, which doesn't penetrate water and so is fairly useless in a rough sea, infrared cameras looking for pieces of wreckage. Now, that infrared picks out the heat, obviously, but any wreckage will be as cold as the sea around it by now. So it does come down to the human eye. And, of course, the worst thing of all, particularly about the plane I was on, is that it was in the wrong part of the Indian Ocean, 700 miles away from where they are now looking.
Which is really frustrating. And I see just in that the Chinese aircraft report suspicious objects, but we've had so many reports of suspicious objects. But tell me, what kind of a plane did you go out in? Because how you had to fly something nearly 4 hours to get there.
That's right, yeah. It was an Orion P3 built in 1985. From a 1960s design, so...
Oh, now was, listen, you know, what I mean, was it a big plane or a small plane? Do you know what I mean?
It was a big old-fashioned plane, Marion, like a VW with wings, really.
Oh, right, okay, gotcha.
But very effective for the job in hand. You know, it's got these, as well as the technology, it has these domed windows so that the crew can stick their head into it, basically, and look straight down. They told me that was valuable because if they were to see something, they reckoned it would be floating just beneath the surface. But it's interesting, these guys who look out the window, it's actually a difficult job. The concentration required is considerable. They do it on a rotation of 20 minutes at a time. And, you know, one thing I do wonder, Marion, since this search area was shifted, you've got guys going on a plane, very dedicated, determined, full of concentration. It's one thing if you tell them you're in the right area and there's every chance you might find something. If you then tell them, well, look, let's go to this new area, keep up your concentration, keep the faith because this is the right area. I wonder to what extent they think, well, hang on a minute, you told us that the last time. And in a job that requires maximum concentration, maybe that's not the best thing for concentration and for morale.
Yeah, the idea of staring, I presume as you described the domes, that you're talking like a bubble out window on the plane, looking into the sea, You'd kind of nearly go dizzy, wouldn't you, and start imagining that you're seeing things.
Well, exactly, and particularly in this vast expanse of ocean, and it was 9,000 square miles that we were scouring from a height of 700 feet. The water does play tricks on the eyes, I have to say. I mean, I myself was staring out the window, of course, hoping I'd be the first journalist to spot something.
Yes.
My concentration didn't last terribly long, I have to say. But, you know, you see things. You see pieces of white everywhere, which turn out, of course, to be waves.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is, of course, junk in the water. But there was a couple of occasions when the captain of the plane just did a handbrake turn because somebody had spotted something on our flight. That turned out to be, on one occasion, a group of dolphins, and on a second occasion, a killer whale. So, you know, plenty of that kind of stuff out in that part of the world, but not yet that crucial piece of wreckage that they are looking for. The planes are in the sky today, of course. They have spotted something. We don't know what. What needs to happen now is for these ships, and there are six of them in this new search area, they need to literally get the net or the crane over the side, lift it on board, and get eyes on, have a look at it, and say yes or no, that is part of the missing aircraft. So it's a hugely frustrating operation, Marion. There's loads of hardware, loads of military kit involved, but this great uncertainty as to whether or not it's being channeled and sent towards the right place.
The interesting thing is that the aviation industry really puts its shoulder into trying to come to a conclusion or to understand what went wrong. I'm thinking of things like ships that have had difficulties, and you don't get the same kind of intensity of investigation, or do you?
I think it depends on the circumstances, Marion. I think the thing about this thing, this incident, this plane, this passenger jet, is that it is perhaps, and maybe this is a reason why there is such intense coverage, we perhaps see ourselves on this plane, don't we? We all use planes, we all fly, and we all wonder to ourselves, you know, is that going to happen to me? And I suppose the airline industry, apart from anybody else, wants to restore confidence in us all for our next plane journey. And to that extent, there is this urgency and, you know, extremely serious bit, obviously, to put people's minds at rest. Although, you know, over and above that, clearly there are the interests of 239 families
who have
lost their loved ones.
Without a doubt. Is there a competitiveness between people going out? You flew out for 4 hours, searched for 3.5?
That's right, yeah. Well, we actually, in total, let me think, it was 4 hours out. We searched for 3.5 hours, and it was 4 hours back. So you do the maths on that one, Marion. But I tell you something interesting. When we were on our 4 hour commute on the way out, the pilot said, "Now look, the plane will take a jolt very shortly. Don't worry about that. We're just going to stall one of the engines."
Oh God!
So one of these four propeller engines was stopped midair, and the plane kind of jolted sideways. The plan there being that he would save fuel on one of those engines, and that enabled us to stay in the air for an extra half hour.
Right. I imagine there was an intake of breath despite the warning on that one.
You're absolutely right, yeah. Marion. But being television, of course, it was the shot we had to get. So when he said, "Look, we're going to stall one of the engines at 12,000 feet," it was the cameraman's job to duly stare out the window and make sure we didn't miss that shot, as you may have seen on Sky News if you've been watching it.
Okay, well, listen, it's very nice to talk to you. And, you know, if you're going out on other trips, I suppose everybody would love to be on the trip where something of significance is found. But as you say, the most important thing is must be driving the families around the bend. Anyway, listen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. And that was James Matthews with Sky News in Perth.